from the WGXC Newsroom, this is the WGXC News Update. I'm Philip Grant. Larry Rulison is reporting for the Times Union after Governor Andrew M. Cuomo's staff promised that money from the broadband map would be included in the state budget, but it's not. Cuomo blocked a bipartisan proposal to create accurate maps showing where high-speed internet service is available and where it is lacking, and has now failed to include the plan in his executive budget. State officials told news outlets last month the governor decided to kill the Comprehensive Broadband Connectivity Act through a so-called pocket veto because it carried a $3 million price tag and therefore should only be considered as part of a broader state budget bill. Senior advisor to the governor, Richard Azzopardi, said at the time, and I quote, "We agree with it in concept and will be including a proposal in the budget," end quote. Neither Cuomo nor his staff responded to requests for comment this week. There is still time for the proposal to be included in the budget negotiations between the governor and the legislature. However, the current absence of the proposal from the executive budget worries consumer groups like AARP, which believes an authoritative map of broadband availability in the state would help target areas where the service is lacking. The governor has long been a champion of expanded high-speed internet access in the state, and his $500 million broadband subsidy program is a model nationwide. Cuomo's current budget proposal includes a provision supported by AARP and other consumer groups that would make high-speed internet available to low-income households for just $15 a month. And you can read the full story in the Times Union. Andrea Mako is reporting for Porcupine Soup. The Capital District YMCA has announced its Coxsackie Club will reopen this spring, but a date has not yet been chosen. The YMCA has been closed for a full year due to the coronavirus pandemic. Aaron Breslin, the Senior Director of Marketing and Membership for the Capital District YMCA, said, and I quote, "It is totally understandable that people have been frustrated," end quote. She also said, and I quote, "We are very hopeful to open this spring," end quote. In addition to Coxsackie, Capital District YMCA maintains clubs in Bethlehem, Duanesburg, Greenville, East Greenbush, Guilderland, Schenectady, Troy, and Saratoga. They also run camps, child care centers, and a healthy living center. Breslin said the YMCA's four larger locations are now open. Among the challenges faced by the YMCA is the state order that fitness centers can only operate at 33% capacity. When you factor in 6-foot social distancing, this really means 20 to 25% capacity for smaller facilities like the Greene County YMCA. Staffing, Breslin said, has been another issue. When the club shut down last spring, they thought the closure would last only a week. But as time went on, many staff members had to find other employments, so the club has to build up its staff again. But while the Greene County YMC has remained closed, they have been helping the local community with food donations. Through the USDA Farmers and Families Food Box Program, 25-pound food boxes have been distributed at drive-thru events at clubs. President said they have provided more than 630,000 pounds of food throughout the Capital District to date. And you can read the full story in a Porcupine Soup. Mid-Hudson News is reporting more than 90% of Rockland County's 300,000 residents have drinking water that exceeds the state's maximum level of contaminating PFOA. U.S. Senator Charles Schumer and freshman U.S. Representative Amandaire Jones, Democrat of NIAC, are calling on the Environmental Protection Agency to immediately help the state and county with testing and tracking the chemical in public drinking water sources. The lawmakers want the EPA to assist local regulators in conducting swift water sampling. After the first step to facilitating a PFOA cleanup is complete, the source of contamination is determined, and the development of a remediation plan follows. Schumer said, and I quote, "Hundreds of thousands of Rockland residents have potentially toxic PFOA in their drinking water, demands an all-hands-on-deck approach, including the expertise of the EPA," end quote. And you can read the full story at MidHudsonNews.com. And that wraps up the WGXC News Update. For local weather reports, public meetings, community information, or COVID-19 updates, visit our website at WGXC.org. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.